Hey everyone, ever thought about what happens when like a super niche interest bumps into a massive trend?
Not really,
Well, we're
no.
looking at one of those weird combos today, like where latex fashion meets the whole fitness craze.
Oh wow, that's not something I would have thought of.
Yeah, so that article you sent over from Latex 2247? It's all about latex fashion, right? Well, the headline is "Latex Hits the Gym." Allure Bound launches FLX Activewear collection.
Latex at the gym.
That's what I thought. So let's dig into this and see what's up.
Okay, I'm interested now for sure. So what's the story with this company, this Allure Bound?
Oh, they're a US company and they're already like known for making some really wild latex clothes, dresses, bodysuits, tops, lingerie.
Not exactly gym clothes, huh?
Definitely not what I picture at the gym, which makes you wonder why activewear.
Yeah, that's a good question. Why activewear?
Well, the article's saying that 2025 is going to be huge EE for athleisure, that whole blend of athletic wear and like everyday clothes.
Athleisure. Yeah. It's crazy how athleisure went from just a trend to like a total lifestyle change. I remember when workout clothes were just for working out.
Right. And now,
Now it's like totally normal to see people in leggings and hoodies everywhere.
yeah, it's everywhere. And January is like resolution time, fitness school time.
New year, new me.
Exactly. So Allure Bound's kind of like striking while the iron's hot, right?
Smart move. So tell me more about this FLX collection. What are they actually selling?
They've got shorts, bras, tank tops, all latex.
Okay.
But then they've also got leggings, a jacket, even a duffel bag, and those aren't latex.
Interesting. So they're mixing it up. It makes you think maybe they're trying to reach more people.
Yeah.
Not everyone's ready to go full latex for their workout.
Right. And the sizing is super inclusive. They go from XS all the way up to 4XL.
Inclusivity is so important for athleisure these days. It's got to be about body positivity and like making sure everyone feels welcome in fitness, no matter their size.
Totally. The article even quotes the owner, Antri Sykes. She's going to be making content showing just how tough and flexible the latex is and on all different body types.
That's smart. Latex doesn't exactly have a reputation for being the easiest to move in or breathe in.
Right. It can be pretty clingy. So I think she's trying to get ahead of any doubts people have about the practicality.
Makes sense. She's saying, hey, look, this stuff works.
Yeah. It's like they're really trying to show that latex can be more than what we think. And speaking of more than we think, get this, they even have a latex yoga mat.
Whoa, hold on. A latex yoga mat. I've never heard of that.
Me neither.
What's it like?
Well, it has a micro suede top for comfort, and then it's got an anti-slip rubber bottom, and of course, it wouldn't be complete without a purple latex sheet print.
You gotta match your outfit to the mat, right?
Exactly. But seriously, this really makes you think, is a latex surface actually practical for yoga?
Yeah. Or is it just a fashion thing?
That's the question. It's like maybe it works, Andy looks great, or maybe it's just about making a statement.
What do you think?
I think it's a good question. I mean, maybe they've figured out a way to make it work for both. But it makes you wonder about their whole goal with this collection, right? Is it hardcore performance fashion, or are they trying to find a balance?
Good question. I think it's probably a bit of both. You know, like tapping into that idea that people want their workout gear to look good. A and D work good.
It's like saying you don't have to pick between fashion and fitness.
Yeah, exactly. You can have both. Which brings us to how they're going to tell people about this collection. What's their marketing plan?
Well, they're big on social media for sure. The article says they're going to be promoting the collection on Instagram and making fitness content.
That's smart for a company like Allure Bound. Social media is perfect for connecting with their audience, building a community, and showing how their stuff can be used.
And they're doing a 10% discount until the end of January on the whole FLXX collection. The code is FLEX10 if you're interested.
Nice. But it feels like that's only part of it. Like they're really trying to make latex an everyday thing.
Yeah. Not just for special occasions.
That's a bold move for sure. Be interesting to see how people react. Are people ready for latex to be more mainstream? That's something to think about. What else is in the article?
Well, it mostly focuses on how Allure Bound is using trends and social media to stand out in the activewear world. But there's one more thing that I thought was interesting.
Okay, listen here.
They've designed some pieces just for yoga.
Hold on, wait. The yoga thing again? I thought we already talked about
We
that.
talked about the yoga mat. This is clothing, a tank top and shorts that they call perfect for adventurous yogis,
Okay.
which like latex for yoga. How would that even work? Is it comfortable? Are they pushing things too far? Or is this genius?
I don't know.
Would you wear latex to yoga?
Latex at a yoga class. I'm trying to picture it. Yoga is all about being flexible, breathing easy. Does latex really fit?
That's the thing, right? Maybe this is where the whole adventurous yogi comes in. You know, someone who wants to try something different, maybe shake up the usual yoga look.
I guess that's part of the appeal of a brand like Allure Bound. They like to do things their own way, even if it makes some people uncomfortable. But hey, speaking of comfort, didn't the article say something about how Allure Bound is going to show their latex on different bodies?
Oh, yeah, they did. The owner was talking about making videos and stuff that show how strong and flexible the latex is and on different sizes, too. So they're thinking about the practical side of things.
They have to, especially if they want people to work out in this stuff. People need to know their clothes can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something else here, too. Like, what does it mean to wear latex to the gym? I mean, psychologically.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, latex has this image, right? Like it can make you feel confident, sexy, powerful, even. So bringing that to the gym, that could be really powerful for people.
That's a really interesting point. It's like they're changing what it means to feel confident and strong at the gym. It's not just about your body. It's about an attitude.
Exactly. And that attitude can spread. Imagine seeing someone working out in latex. It's going to make people look twice and maybe even inspire them to try something new themselves.
Yeah, it's definitely a conversation starter. Not just at the gym, but like online too. People posting pictures, videos, talking about it. It could make latex even more popular.
Social media can take something small and make it huge. But then the question is it going to last?
You mean, will people actually wear latex to work out even after the novelty wears off?
Exactly. Trying something new for the shock value or for Instagram is one thing, but will it become part of your routine?
That's a good question. I guess it comes down to, is it comfortable? Is it practical? And do people feel good wearing it?
Which brings us back to Allure Bound, showing that their stuff actually works. It can't just look good. It has to perform, too.
Right. And let's not forget about the technical stuff. Like, how's it actually made?
The details. What does the article say about the material and the manufacturing?
It doesn't go too deep into that. But it does say that latex is a natural rubber product.
Okay, well, that's good. Natural rubber is known for being stretchy and strong, and those are definitely good things for activewear.
But isn't latex also known for being kind of sweaty? How does that work for working out?
Yeah, that's true. Latex isn't exactly breathable, but they've been making progress with latex. They're making it thinner, more breathable now.
So maybe Allure Bound is using some of this newer stuff to deal with the sweat problem.
Could be. It'd be interesting to know more about exactly what kind of latex they're using and how they've treated it to make it breathe better.
And maybe that's something they'll talk about in their ads and stuff. If they're serious about latex activewear, they got to address those concerns.
Sure. Being upfront is important when you're using a material that people have certain ideas about. But even beyond how it's made, there's also the design side of things.
What do you mean?
Well, designing activewear out of latex is tricky. You got to think about how much it stretches, how it moves, where the seams are, and if it's comfortable overall.
So it's not just a matter of taking a normal pattern and making it out of latex?
Nope. You've really got to understand the material and how it's going to be used. I'd love to hear from the designers themselves what they were thinking and what new things they came up with.
That would be cool. To hear about the problems they ran into, the solutions they found, their inspiration, it'd give us a whole new appreciation for the work they put in.
Totally. And it would show just how much thought goes into making good activewear no matter what material you're using.
Speaking of good stuff, the article mentioned that Allure Bound is doing a 10% discount on their Fleck X collection. Think that's their way of getting people to try latex.
It's a pretty common marketing trick. Offer a discount to make people less afraid to try something new, especially if it's a bit out there. Like saying, here, try it out. You might be surprised.
Yeah, it's a way to get people curious to try it without spending too much.
Exactly. And if they like it, they might become regular customers and even tell other people about it.
And with social media, those early reviews can make or break a collection.
It's all about getting people talking, generating excitement, and convincing people that latex isn't just for special occasions anymore. It can be for every day, even the gym. But that brings up another question. Who are they trying to reach with this message?
You mean their target audience?
Yeah. Who is this adventurous yogi they're talking about? Is it someone who already loves latex, or are they going for a wider audience?
That's a good one. Maybe it's both. Maybe they're targeting people who already wear latex and are looking for new ways to wear it.
And maybe they're also trying to reach people who've never worn latex, but think it's cool and want to try something different.
It's about growing the market,
yeah.
You know, pushing the boundaries of what's normal or fashionable. But there's also something exclusive about it, right?
What do you mean?
Well, Well, latex isn't exactly something you see every day at the gym. Wearing it makes you stand out. It shows your individual style.
That's a good point. It's like people wanting to be part of something special, something different from the mainstream.
And with athleisure being so big, workout clothes have become a way to express yourself. It's not just about function anymore. It's about style identity, making a statement.
Right. Allurebound is tapping into that desire for something different, something that breaks the rules of what's considered normal gym wear.
But it's not just about being different to be different. It's about challenging what we think, questioning what we believe, and seeing what else is possible.
It's about opening our minds to new ideas, both in fashion and in how we see what's okay or what we want.
And that's something we can all learn from, whether we're ready to wear latex to the gym or not.
Definitely. It reminds us that fashion is always changing and there's always something new to discover.
So where do we go from here? We've talked about their marketing, the practical stuff, the technical stuff, even the psychology of wearing latex. What are your final thoughts on this whole latex and fitness thing?
I think for me, it all goes back to challenging the rules. Allurebound is taking something people usually think of in a certain way and putting it somewhere completely different.
Yeah, and by doing that, they're making us rethink our ideas about latex and about activewear. It reminds us that we should always be pushing boundaries and that new ideas can come from anywhere.
But it's not just about being new for the sake of being new. It's about making something that people connect with that makes them feel good, that gives them power.
Whether or not latex activewear becomes the next big thing, Allurebound has definitely started a conversation, and that's a good thing.
It is. And it's a conversation that goes beyond just clothes. It's about challenging norms, being yourself, and pushing limits.
And that's something we can all think about no matter what we're interested in.
So what do you say we take a minute to think about everything we've talked about?
That sounds good. We've covered a lot today, from Allurebound's FLXX collection to the bigger picture of the fashion industry and how activewear is changing.
We looked at the technical side of latex, the design problems, the marketing strategies, and even how wearing latex to the gym can make you feel.
And we asked some tough questions about comfort practicality and how personal style fits into fitness. But before we wrap up, we want to hear from you.
What do you think about this whole latex at the gym trend? Does it interest you, inspire you, or maybe even scare you a little?
Tell us what you think. And if you want to see Allurebound's FLXX collection for yourself, check out their website and Instagram. We'll put the links in the show notes.
We'll be back soon with our final thoughts on this whole thing. Until then, stay curious and keep exploring the world of fashion.
All right, so we're back. Time to wrap up this latex activewear thing.
Yeah.
We've looked at Allurebound's FLX collection, talked about whether latex is actually practical for working out, and even thought about, you know, the psychology of wearing latex to the gym.
We covered a lot of ground, but I think the biggest thing for me is just how bold this whole idea is. Allurebound is taking something that's usually like a niche thing and saying, hey, this can be mainstream. It really makes you think about clothes and how what we wear sends a message.
Yeah, for sure. It makes you think about how fashion can challenge the rules and change what people expect. We usually think about gym clothes being practical performance driven, but Allurebound's like, why not be sexy too?
Exactly. It's like they're saying those lines between what's appropriate can be blurred. And in a world where everyone wants to express themselves more, this feels kind of like the right time for something like this.
It's like they're saying it's okay to have fun, to be a little daring, even at the gym, a place that's always been about working hard.
And that attitude, you know, that willingness to try new things that can spread. Mm. What if this trend takes off? The gym could become a place where you really show who you are, not just through your workout, but through what you're wearing, too.
I like that. The gym turns into a fashion show where everyone feels good about showing off their style and who they are.
It could be really freeing, don't you think? To ditch the same old boring gym clothes and have fun with it, you know? Express yourself.
Mm, totally. But we can't forget about the practical side of things. Earlier, you mentioned the technical stuff about latex and how it's becoming more breathable, comfortable.
Right. Traditional latex probably isn't the best for really intense workouts.
Yeah.
But there are new types that are thinner and let you breathe more. Allurebound might be using some of those newer materials to make stuff that looks good. A&D works good.
And even if they haven't totally perfected it yet, it's cool that they're experimenting, you know, trying new things and pushing those boundaries. It opens up a lot of possibilities for activewear in the future.
Absolutely. This could be just the start of a whole new wave of designs, mm-hmm. you know, innovative out there stuff. Mm-hmm. Who knows what kinds of crazy materials and styles we'll see at the gym in a few years.
That's a fun thought. But for now, let's bring it back to you. What do you think about all of this? Would you wear latex to the gym? Does it sound cool or is it too much?
There's no right or wrong answer here. It's all about what you like and what makes you feel good, confident, and comfortable.
Maybe you already love latex and you're excited to see it at the gym. Or maybe you're all about fitness and you like the idea of trying something new, different.
Or maybe you're not sure. Maybe you're curious, but a little hesitant, like, can latex really work for a sweaty workout?
Whatever you think, we hope this deep dive has made you think a little, challenged some of your ideas, and maybe even inspired you.
Remember, fashion is all about expressing yourself. It's about finding what makes you feel good, confident, and true to who you are.
So whether you're rocking the latex look or sticking with your comfy cotton, we hope you keep being curious. Keep exploring, and don't be afraid to try new things.
And if you want a closer look at Allure Bound's FlexX collection, check out the links to their website and Instagram in the show notes.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, stay curious.